Okay, we're going to talk about our mental fitness now, and we try to give our listeners and everyone that listens to the podcast an opportunity to change their life just a little bit, which actually allows them to think it's not too big a issue to do, but it might make a real difference in your relationships, because it's all about building the village around you, all your mates that you've got at the moment, turning a few of those mates into true friends.
Fantastic.
Because we're very good at banter, especially in Australia, and we love to live in banter. Totally get it. 90% of the time, that's great. But just have in your hip pocket some ideas and thoughts and some skills and some tips just to take your relationship to a slightly deeper level.
So something that's not too hard that anyone can do.
Correct. Okay. So, i.e., an example of that. So I want to give five tips away now. And if you can possibly, if you're driving, don't write them down. But if you're available to write these down, let's do it. Call a friend to see how they're going. Now, that doesn't seem such a big deal. But most people these days don't like making phone calls. We like to text. We like to send an email, but very rarely now do we actually pick up the phone, put the numbers in and dial, wait for the, and then have a proper conversation. So have that. That connection is so much better than just a text.
So not necessarily having a reason to call that person other than just saying how they are.
Exactly.
A ring up and say, 6 or 7 minute call. Just thinking of you. Takes nothing, doesn't it? When you just sit there and go, we should have connected ages ago.
Exactly. So many people get off a phone call like that and go, I wonder why I don't do that a bit more often. Mm-hmm. So just that little bit connection is really, really cool. Next one, surprise someone in your village with a text message saying, I love you. So I want you guys to get your phones out now and just find someone in your contact list.
Well, I did this last time I ended up in tears.
I know. And that's good too. You know why? Because you're human. It actually took you from performing and having fun to another whole emotional state just out of one particular text message. So it's incredible. The text message isn't for you. It's for the person that receives the text message, because it's so lovely to get a bit of unsolicited love. And it's really nice to get someone to show you that they're thinking of you. So there's two things. Third thing, take 3 deep breaths. As simple as that. Just take a moment in through the nose, out through the mouth, and it's 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. It's incredible how often we don't breathe properly. A lot of us are sort of mouth breathers, and there's all that sort of dramas.
Lowers your heart rate. It calms you down.
Calms you down. It's just that little moment. So there's 3 things. The 4th thing, smile at least 3 people today. Now, you might have already done some of them already, but from now on to the time your head hits the pillow, I want you to properly smile at 3 different people.
Are you telling me that people don't?
People don't. You know what? If you want to do your own little experiment, just walk down the street somewhere and not smile at someone. You'll realize you'll be the one that starts the conversation, or that little moment when you smile, they might smile back, or good morning on your morning walk.
I'm so surprised that people don't do that.
Well, people just don't. People want to stay in their own sort of lane, if you know what I mean. So it's an opportunity to do that.
Right.
And the last thing, get to work early and leave a little treat on your colleague's desk. Now, this is all for everyone tomorrow. Like Drop that. Into the servo on your way to work. Pick up a chocky bar or a coffee or something. Just be kind and buy something for someone that you work near. Simple as that.